nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good one?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, I'm
Greek, what kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, DJ Envy.
It's Thursday. That's right, it's Thursday.
Throwback morning, Thursday.
Charlamagne, what's popping?
Hey, man, you know, I'd have been here on time if I hadn't got stopped while I was walking in, man. They do not care anymore. They're so aggressive.
That's partly because of you.
It's not because
every time you tell people, hey, good job standing outside.
Every time we talk about it, you said, I love their hustle when they're outside.
Yeah, but don't they hear the part when I say, I don't have time to talk to y'all?
They don't hear that part.
Because I'm rushing to get into work?
No, they hear the part that says,
they hear that you love the hustle.
Love the hustle, exactly.
Yo, can I talk to you for a second? I don't have a second. I love y'all. I respect the hustle. I respect the ambition. I am going to be late for work, okay? The job y'all are trying to get, I'm going to be late for mine. If y'all don't stop holding me up.
Well, okay. You told them that you like the hustle and you appreciate it, so now every day they're going
to
be there.
Well, this is what I would encourage them to do.
Right, I'm listening.
I would encourage them to know that the show is from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., so come after the show. That way I'd have more time.
No, see?
No.
I don't know
don't
about
it.
That.
Okay, all
don't
right,
say
I won't
it.
Say it. I won't say
stop
it.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Please,
not
no.
Say it.
I won't say it.
All right. Well, it is Thursday.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Remy Ma will be joining us this morning.
Oh, my petty partner.
She just put out a new song yesterday, so mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll get all into that. Her song with Lil' Kim.
Wake Me Up. That's my petty partner, Remy Ma.
Right.
Okay.
Now, yesterday I moderated a Teen Vogue Summit. It was pretty exciting. Diara was actually the person who put it together. She worked on Hillary Clinton's campaign. We all know her, so she was one of the people instrumental in making sure we got interviews with Hillary Clinton and everything.
Well, hello, Diara.
Yes. Hey, good morning, Diara.
So that was pretty cool. I met some really interesting people. And then we had Wealth Wednesdays at the Juice Bar, which was really exciting. It was the people from Detox Now that actually came through. And it's all about, like, holistic health.
Okay.
So basically learning how you can take care of yourself without having to use these man-made medications that actually make you dependent on having to use medicines. And they actually had a woman there who got rid of 50 fibroids just basically going through their program. And another girl who had sickle cell anemia, her and her father came, and they actually used these doctors and managed to basically save her life.
Oh, okay.
So it's very interesting. A lot of what you put into your body affects you in ways that you have no idea. Like that, you just really got to be cautious of the things that you eat. Not saying that people are perfect, but it's just good to be educated so you can make better decisions.
All right. Well, my night wasn't as fun as yours. I had to color in the lines. My 3-year-old had homework, and I had to practice coloring in the lines with her, which was very difficult. You know, it wasn't that easy.
Well, you're a constant line crosser. That's good.
I don't know.
You color outside the
I'm
lines.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Both of y'all nights sound like they suck to me.
Yeah, you
know I was excited.
So was coloring the lines.
It was really inspirational for me to see people who had sickle cell anemia, fibroids, things, fertility issues, and
all
actually
right.
fix those problems.
Okay, listen.
Wow, Charlamagne, pretty negative this morning.
You slept.
I slept. That was great. That's what I needed yesterday. I needed sleep.
No, I colored
right?
in the
I was
lines
on the couch,
night.
Out. Okay, I watched a little basketball. And then I was out.
My daughter wanted to do the coloring book, so that's what I did last night.
Inspirational evening yesterday. I felt great this morning.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Let's talk about Tinder.
Now, that's exciting. What's going on Tinder? Who got STD from Tinder?
Oh, boy.
It's good news.
Okay. We'll get into that all that when we come back. That's the tease. It's Tinder, and it's good news. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are The Breakfast
hey,
Club.
Hey, drop on the clues bombs for my guy, Rob Lane, edits on Instagram, man.
Wait, he did something?
The remix god. Hilarious.
Tyrese?
Oh, man, he just sent me something about Tyrese. That's so funny.
All right, well, let's get in some front page news. Now, tonight, in Thursday Night Football, Seattle plays Arizona. Now, let's talk about Tinder, Yee.
Yes, Tinder Gold. Match. Did you know that Match Group owns 45 dating platforms, which includes Tinder, OkCupid, and Match.com? Well, they said that Tinder Gold subscriptions are up 19%. They added almost 500,000 paying members last quarter. So now there's 2.5 million people who actually pay for Tinder. So that's good news for them. If you have Tinder stock, that's good news for you. Now, Uber is doing something new. They've done a deal with NASA, and they're actually looking to have some flying vehicles.
They about to have spaceships that go to space?
No.
Like Uber to Mars?
In and around the city. Like, if you're in L.A. stuck in traffic, which is really bad, you can fly over the traffic.
That's not going to work well. They're going to ban oil. They have them flying cars.
Yeah, they've been working on that for quite some time. So they actually partnered with private aerospace companies in pursuit of trying to make some airborne vehicles.
My daughter literally, I promise you, 2-3 days ago, was talking to me about flying cars. I was like, baby, they're supposed to make flying cars since the year 2000.
But it'll be similar to, rest in peace, to what the pitcher passed away in. Those type of small vehicles that can fly like that.
Oh, that's a good promo for it, Envy. You selling it now. I'm really going to get into
it. I wouldn't get into it.
Me neither.
It doesn't seem safe. And if it does go down, it's going to go down into traffic because you're flying over traffic.
And they're also working on traffic signals for these flying cars. So it looks like they feel like it's going to happen sometime soon.
There's nowhere that I need to be. Okay, that I need to get into a flying car. I'll just be late a few minutes. All right?
I know everybody's been in traffic. So, man, I wish I could fly over all this traffic.
Yeah, I've thought that, but it's not that important. I'll get to where I'm going.
Yeah, just leave a little earlier.
That's all. Just leave a little earlier.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Donald Trump has changed his tune again. He was in China meeting with the president, and he used to blame China for basically unfair practices, but now he doesn't blame China at all. Here's what he had to say.
Both the United States and China will have a more prosperous future if we can achieve a level economic playing field. Unfortunately, it is a very one-sided and unfair one, but I don't blame China. Who can blame a country for being able to take advantage of another country for the benefit of its citizens? I give China great credit. But in actuality, I do blame past administrations for allowing this out-of-control trade deficit to take place and to grow.
Yeah, so he blames Barack.
Trump don't want a war with North Korea. He want a war with the media.
And meanwhile, Barack Obama was at jury duty, FYI.
Did he really have to go? I thought they would have just canceled it out.
I mean, he really went. That doesn't mean he's going to be assigned to have to stay on jury duty, but he was there. And he went on record saying, thanks, everybody, for serving on the jury, or at least being willing to. This looks like Chicago right here.
All right, well,
meanwhile, Donald Trump is blocking the AT&T Time Warner merger unless they dump CNN. That's how petty your president is, ladies and gentlemen. Okay?
My goodness. All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, a bad morning, or maybe you want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, guys. This is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. Get it off your chest.
Good morning, Nicole.
I'm just tired. My husband, he's locked up. So I just been doing this by myself. We have two kids, and it's just been crazy and hard. But
Your husband because he's locked up? I'm sure your husband's tired of being locked up.
He is. He's been there for like 6 months, but he's supposed to come home next month. So that's a good thing.
He'll be home soon.
Nah, but she's thinking about, she was like, damn, I wish I'd have cheated in the past 6 months. He'd be home next month.
No, not really. It's just like me doing it by myself takes a toll on me sometimes. So.
I can imagine.
Well, he'll be home next month, boo. Make sure his ass get a job.
Well, we commend you. I know how difficult that can be for you. So congrats to you for being strong.
Make sure his ass get his life together so he can bring something to the
damn
table.
Right.
That's right. And them boys need a daddy.
Matter of fact, he need to get a job before you give him some poom poom. All right?
See, I got to give him some poom poom first.
Slow down. She's like, I need some too. She needs some too.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Make sure you fill out at least 6 job applications before you give him some poom poom.
No, he
better. Right. But see, I got to get some first, honey. I got to get it.
There you go.
And we got to get it in.
All right, mama. Have a good morning.
All right, y'all too.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Matt from Berkeley, Massachusetts.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
I just want to wish everyone a positive day. I work at the hospital as a pharmacist. Mm-hmm. I see way too much negativity.
I just want to wish everyone all positives, and
I'm blessed to wake up each day. So I want everyone to have a great day.
I feel extremely positive today. I love that energy.
What negativity do you see at the pharmacy?
People sick.
People stressed out.
People annoyed at having to wait a long time to get their medication.
But look at it on the bright side. You're the person that's providing them the things that's going to make them better.
Well, I'm not going to tell him how to feel. People do.
You should tell
sometimes,
somebody.
Sometimes people do have a real negative energy.
Why wouldn't
about
you encourage somebody to feel more positive if they're being negative? Like, tell them how they can look at the bright side of life.
He wants them to. That's what he just said. He wants people to be more positive. He said he sees a lot of negativity.
Yeah, and that's why I'm telling him he should look at the bright side. As a pharmacist, you're the guy that can provide the medicine that's making people feel better.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. And die. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Lili.
Hey, Lili, get it off your chest, mama.
I'm calling because a couple of months down here in North Virginia, or maybe just last month, a young lady named Ashanti Billups was kidnapped. They found her body down in North Carolina, but they finally found the perpetrator last night.
Uh-huh. Really?
So it's been a big relief up. A lot of people showed up down here because we don't worry.
Who killed her?
It was a guy, 45-year-old male from Carolina, I believe, that I guess he had been praying on her for a long time.
That's sad, and, man.
Yeah, I know. She's 18 years old, yeah.
Terrible.
All right, well, thank you for giving us an update.
Uh-huh.
Super duper sad. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Big Tim calling out of Atlanta.
Get it off your chest, bro.
Yo, I want to tell him why I'm mad, yo. I got a promotion, yo. One of my drivers came in smelling like a straight bottle this morning, yo. And I'm going to have to write him up, and he's probably going to get fired because it's going to be his third time getting rated up. And he's already been sent home before for smelling like liquor.
That ain't your fault. Yeah, you're doing your job. Fault. That man, he need to have personal accountability and not come to work drunk.
Hey, Charlamagne, I love you, bro. Hey, all my family from the Low Country. Walks, bro. Beautiful, all that, yo.
Hey, 843 all day. We out here.
Hello, who's this?
It's Jacob from Columbus, Ohio.
Jacob, get it off your chest.
I moved into this apartment complex, and they told me I had 1 month free. And then 2 months later, they was like, you owe us for electric and gas for that September month. I'm like, I thought it was free. They like, we added the late fee of $150 to that as well, so you owe us $300 plus your rent this month.
Man, usually when they say free, it's just free rent. I never heard free rent and
electric estate. That's what I'm saying. I was like, yo, like you just told me free month. I talked to her and everything. They changed management or whatever. I'm like, yo, I just specifically talked to her. She said free month, you pay the next month. Then 2 months later, they're like, nah, you owe us for that.
Damn.
Plus your rent this month. What's your, how you going to pay this bill? I'm like, yo, that's not fair. That ain't even fair.
You got the money?
Nah, not really.
Call Will and Jada.
I could work out a payment plan or something.
All right, good luck, bro.
Damn, that's all?
what you want a loan? What you expect us to be like, how much is this?
This is what I got for you, bro.
I mean, of course. Like, I mean, I thought this was
the
like,
of course.
That's all I got
hey,
for you,
I'm going to pray for you. What's
yeah,
your name?
Pray for you.
What's your name?
My name is Jadon Columbus, Ohio. Jacob Columbus, Ohio. Nightmare.
God, please watch over Jadarius. Please give Jadarius the strength and the ability to go out there and make the money to be able to pay for his rent. Amen.
There you go.
You don't like that, huh?
Hey,
I want no damn prayer.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can hit us up. E, we got rumors on the way?
Yes. So the man who allegedly molested Corey Haim has been named. Now, he is denying these allegations, but when you hear the story, it's pretty horrible.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Terry Crews went ahead and filed a report for sexual assault. Now, he had came forward, if you guys remember, on Twitter, talking about a high-level Hollywood executive that came over to him and groped his privates at a Hollywood function. His wife also said there's a reason that rich, powerful men get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, TMZ caught up with Terry Crews outside of the police station in L.A., and here's what he said.
People have to be held accountable.
Are you planning to file a lawsuit as well?
Yeah. We're going to go all the way.
Now, according to sources, the person that Terry Crews named is Adam Venet, who heads up the motion picture group at William Morris.
Look, man, you can never heal what you don't reveal, so it's good. Burn the carpet down. All of this is going to do is make the culture in Hollywood better.
When did this happen? Was it recent or was it years ago?
It was a year ago.
A year ago.
It's going to make the culture of Hollywood better because people are going to realize they can't do this kind of stuff moving forward.
Absolutely.
This is within the statute of limitations, so he could press charges.
Yep.
Now, that particular agent has been placed on leave while the investigation continues. And reports are saying that he was actually wedging people at the party as a prank.
Also. Oh, the same agent?
Yeah.
You can't wedge people?
No.
Well, you can't grab people's
privates. That's touching private parts and grabbing them butts and...
What, Charlamagne?
Well, I may have some allegations come out later on in life, guys. I'm telling you now. Wedgie kills quite a few people in my day. I'm sorry, guys.
And And some more fallout for Kevin Spacey. There's a movie that's coming out December 22nd, a Ridley Scott movie, All the Money in the World. And Kevin Spacey's scenes have all been cut, and he's starring in the movie. So now they have to reshoot those scenes. Those are going to be major reshoots. Christopher Plummer is his replacement. So that's what they're working on right now. And Mark Wahlberg is in the movie, Michelle Williams. So they're all on board with actually reshooting these scenes. And sorry, because Kevin Spacey was one of the main
stars.
They
might as well shoot the whole movie over. They just can't do replacement scenes.
They're still trying to put
star?
This movie out December 22nd.
That ain't gonna happen.
They still want to keep on schedule. So we'll see if it happens. But if you got to push it back just because of this, I mean, you got to make sure it's right.
They got to get it out in the fourth quarter. That's They got to get out at a certain time to get some more money.
Kevin Spacey no longer exists, basically.
Nah.
He's done.
All right. Now, here are some allegations. We've been talking to you about Corey Haim, and Corey Haim died at age 38 from pneumonia. But before that, he was battling drugs, all kinds of addictions, basically a hard life. When Corey Feldman, who was his best friend, wrote his memoirs, he talked about Corey Haim and basically how Corey Haim, at one point, an adult male convinced him it was perfectly normal for older men and younger boys in the business to have sexual relations, that it was what all guys do. Now, he tells a story in his memoir that came out in 2013. He talks about Corey Haim walking off to a secluded area while they were filming the movie Lucas between two trailers during a lunch break for the cast and crew. He said Corey Haim, innocent and ambitious as he was, allowed himself to be sodomized. Now, who is that person, that alleged person, according to the National Enquirer, is Charlie Sheen. Now, according to the National Enquirer, they've been doing a five-year probe, and they actually interviewed more than 100 people. And they are saying at that time, Charlie Sheen was 19, Corey Haim was 13 years old, and he sexually abused him. According to Dominique Brascia, who was a former actor and a close friend of Corey Haim, he said Haim told me he had sex with Sheen when they filmed Lucas. He told me they smoked pot and had sex. He said they had anal sex. Haim said after it happened, Sheen became very cold and rejected him. When Corey wanted to fool around again, Charlie was not interested. It was one of those scenarios where he was confused by the sexual encounter. He was only 13, and so he thought he was in love with his abuser. And they did actually hook up one time later when he was in his mid to late 20s. He said he didn't like it, and he was finally over Charlie Sheen, and he said that Charlie Sheen was a loser. And there were a lot of people on the set of Lucas who also claimed that Charlie Sheen sexually assaulted them. A lot of young girls who said that he tried to kiss them, cornered them in the bathroom, tried to get oral sex to them. A lot of underage women that were on that set. And
Hollywood,
when Charlie Sheen was married to Denise
Richards,
she actually did a hand-signed declaration. She did not want Charlie Sheen to get overnight visits with his daughters. She said in a 2006 court filing that he would visit websites featuring young men and girls who appeared underage. She said that she was disturbed by these sites, would promote very young girls who looked underage with pigtails, braces, and no pubic hair performing oral sex with each other, and also young men who did not look like adults, a lot of gay pornography. So she did not want her kids, her daughters, to have overnight visits with Charlie Sheen.
Guys like Charlie Sheen shouldn't be focused on anything but getting their soul right. They shouldn't be focused on trying to have any careers, nothing. They should spend the rest of their days on this earth absolutely trying to get their souls
Now, Charlie Sheen has denied all of these allegations, according to a rep. All right.
I mean, it's not like he's going to say, yeah, it was me. Well, he should. I mean, if it's true, though, he should, though, if you're trying to get your soul right.
Well, I'm just trying to tell both sides. He has denied these allegations. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right.
I know that's a lot.
That is a lot. Goodness gracious. When we come back, Remy Ma will be joining us. So we'll kick it with Remy Ma when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
My petty partner.
Remy Ma is in the building.
That's right.
Now, Remy, you came in here and you told Envy that,
We're not cool. Everybody, I was sitting outside while you guys were finishing, you know, which I was doing. And Easy came out. He had to go grab something. He said, oh, what up, Rem? Kept it moving. Ange came out. Hey, ma'am, how you doing? I was taking a picture with Prosa. You come out, Queen, what's good?
Yep.
This light-skinned dude come out.
Yep.
He act like he don't see me sitting there. Like, now
Remy was talking, and the lady was giving me health tips.
The thing is, Envy's afraid that you're going to make dildo jokes in front of people.
Why would I do that?
No, that wasn't it. Let me tell you, last week I got a phone call from Remy, right? And Remy says, I don't know why these guys want me to turn back to the old Remy. I'm just going to have to start f***ing people up again, Envy. And I said, Rem, what did I do? So why would you play the audio that wasn't released?
That's a fact.
What happened was, I said, I'm a nice person now. Mm-hmm. I like the new me.
She did say that.
That's what I said. I said, but for some reason, I feel like people disrespect the new me. I've never been this disrespected in so many different ways ever in my life.
She said that.
Perhaps if I went back to the old me,
she said that.
This wouldn't be happening. I said, Envy, you know the record doesn't come out yet. Why would you? He's like, oh, I only played it one time. And just so you know,
I didn't play it. I said, I played the clip.
And it was distorted.
This is what he said. Just so you know, it was distorted. It sounded horrible.
Fake ass bitch. You told Hyman to pay that. Play that shit. The crown, I'm going to take that shit.
Why would you play it?
Hold on.
So why the f*** would you play it? Are you dumb? Why would you do that?
Envy? Let's answer that question.
So
why
then he started blaming it on. He was like, well, actually, I didn't get it. Like, when I was like, well, who gave it to you? I mean, I can't reveal my sources. Oh, really?
Like, just the 90s.
But after I asked him, why would you play it? And it was just, so he was like, well, actually, I didn't initially have it. It came from X, Y, Z. I was like, you know what? Bye, Envy.
Envy was copy, please.
Just bye.
Oh, so Envy told you.
He started blaming it on the outlet. TMZ had it first,
and we played the snippet.
TMZ didn't play it.
Exactly.
They had quoted some of the lyrics.
You guys are not helping.
But they didn't play it.
They didn't play it because it was so distorted.
Because I was like, oh, we got to report this. Envy said, I actually had the audio.
Oh, they're going to just throw me under the bus.
So basically, they ruined your rollout a little bit.
No, not really, because like the people that was reporting it, they were reporting it with false information. Like, there was no grand alliance of me and Kim trying to get together. It was just two dope rap chicks getting together making a dope rap record, and that's just what it is.
Well, this is going to be my only question about Nicki. Please clear up the rumors that this is a Nicki Minaj diss record that you and Kim have done.
Did I give you permission to ask any of your questions?
Oh, I'm sorry,
like,
bro.
You said I got one. Like, like, you hear the record. Like, I don't understand how many times I have to tell people, like, Envy, you know, Charlie, you've known me for, all of you in here have known me for years. I have no problem
calling you name.
Like, I don't. Like, it's, I'm so over that. I'm past that. I'm like in a good space. Like, I feel like everything happens for a reason. Right now, what I'm doing right now is what the record is. It's just a dope record. I think Kim is an icon. I think she should definitely be paid way more respect than she is. To me, she's like, you know, the Madonna of the whole, you know, female rap. I can't think of no chick in rap that can't say at some point they weren't influenced by Kim. And I just thought it was dope to have her on the record. Like, she sounds amazing on the record. When I heard the record, I was like, I gotta get Kim on this. Like, that's just what it was.
Do you think there's any benefits to being the old Remy?
Yes, I do.
What are the benefits?
People like Envy, stop playing with me.
I ain't playing with you.
That's one. That's one.
Record, I said, Rem, I know.
But a lot of them don't know the old you, though, right?
And that's good. That's a wonderful thing. I actually like being the new person that I am now. I've grown so much. I've matured so much. I know so much. And I don't care about a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think the younger me, it's not even the older me, the younger me, I didn't care about anything. Like, and I didn't care about repercussions. I didn't care about consequences. I didn't care about whatever it was. That's what it was. And I still have that mentality when it comes to certain things. But it's just, I don't care about stuff enough anymore. I have different things. Like, this music, to some people in this industry, this is everything. Like, all they think about is records and charts and this and that. Like, I don't care. Like, when I was going for 7 winters and 6 summers and I was sitting there, I wasn't in there like, oh, God, I can't wait to get in the studio and get some headphones. I need a beat. No, I was in there like, yo, Thanksgiving is coming. I wish I could go with my family instead of being in the mess hall. Or, like, yo, it's a nice day. I wish I could go with my kid to the zoo or something like that. So my priorities is a little bit different. Like, I'm blessed and I thank God that I'm able to make the money that I do and take care of my family and live nice. But if I never made another record today or tomorrow, I'm not gonna die. I'm not gonna go and, you know, be on all type of medications ready to kill myself.
You're just happy to be on.
Yeah.
But you're still a lyricist and you're a rapper and you're competitive.
And I'm dumb nice. What happened?
So when you hear, like, you know, Nicki Minaj releasing records and it seems like he's throwing shots.
He said the name again. I didn't do
it. As a competitor, because you are a competitor.
I want to see y'all do this when other people sit here in the interview. They give you, they probably, I know they give y'all a list of names that you can't even mention.
No,
we don't even do those interviews.
I mean, I don't do them. Like, I don't do it because I don't care. But when I hear people, regardless of who is, first of all, let's just be clear. I don't sit around and focus on females. When I make music and when I write, I make music because I want to just be great overall. I want the hoes to hear it and be like, yo, I tell people all the time, this is one record that I got on my album that I cannot wait till it comes out so I could go see Jay-Z and be like, so what did you think about that? What did you think? Kind of nice, right? Like, I want the Kendricks and the J. Cole's and the M's of the industry to be like, yo, Shorty's nice. She went in. Like, that's how I think. I don't be sitting around here worrying about what just one particular sex is doing. Like, right. That, it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, congratulations on the deal.
Thank you.
Multi-million dollar deal with Columbia.
Thank you. I'm still cringing over the fact that they put that out. My whole life changed. I begged them. I'm like, please.
And around the holiday season,
please,
too.
Please, don't
every
do it.
Remember, everybody. Oh.
And you have a new manager, right? Vince is your manager now.
Yes, I have a new manager.
How did that happen?
I don't know. It just happened. Well, what happened was I had been doing everything independently, and me and Pap was pretty much doing everything. And I feel like we did a great job. Like, we were able to get a double platinum record, a gold record. I won, you know, BET Female Artist of the Year. I had 2 Grammy nominations, Soul Train Awards. So I feel like we did great with just me and Pap doing it. So I'm like, if we get somebody in here that really knows the business, you know, they have their little connections and everything, we could take it, you know, somewhere else. And I had a list of people that I went through, and he was just the one that was just like, he was on the same wave that I was on. Like, he believed in everything that I was doing. He understood what I was trying to do, and he respects me. And that's pretty much how it came about.
Will he be distracted now since he's going through the divorce situation?
I have no idea what's even going on with that situation. I stay out of married folks' business, as everyone else should do. It's definitely not my business at all, period.
Did you get nervous at all that he wasn't, like, as much into rap as he into R&B and pop and some of the other stuff?
No, actually, that made me even more happy, because sometimes when people are stuck in one genre, one thing, they like, I wanted to do things that were out of the box and that was different and that's not cookie cutter. I don't want to do what everybody else is doing, hire the same team and the same people. You're gonna get the same results. So, you know, I was actually glad that he was from a different realm.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got more with Remy Ma when we come back, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Remy Ma's in the building. Charlamagne?
Let's go back to this Lil' Kim record. A young woman named Kaya, you might have heard of her, she commented that we don't need no super friends, no girlfriends, no mega weave hoes latching hair together like the Doublemint twins trying to get extra power to be trying to roast and toast anybody.
Who is that? So why are we even talking about it? Like, why did you feel like I'm not trying to hit the messenger rim.
I'm just.
But why do we? Was that like in the comments on IG or something? Like,
she's saying, why is this relevant?
Oh, like, got you.
Who is the person? Is she like
Kaya, my neck, my back.
Oh, the rapper girl.
The rapper.
Oh wait, what did she say? Let me see it.
She said.
She didn't even hear this.
There you go.
Damn. See, that's the old Remy. See, what she say? That's when Rem goes to old Remy.
Yeah, and she also referenced.
She also said that Charlamagne.
Look at Charlamagne.
Yeah, she went to Charlamagne.
Instigating.
See.
Okay, here we go.
This is the things that the old Remy wouldn't have to deal with at all, because they probably know, like, there'd be a possibility that I'd find you and go, like, sometimes people just talk because they have lips. At the end of everything. This is the problem, I think, with women in the industry. We don't need no super friends. We don't need. First of all, no one's banding together against anybody. Like, I don't need anybody to band with me to do anything to anybody. But exactly. But all of that, obviously, talk about Pat. Like, I don't know. Why does everyone feel like if they want to say something about me or towards me, they bring up my husband's name? Like, it's not my fault that my husband is popping, that he loves me to death, and that he waited 7 years for me to get it. Like, I tell people all the time, like, my husband is amazing, he's great, but I gotta be pretty kind of, you know, popping for him to sit around like this and wait 7 years for me to come home. Like, I think a lot of times people, they envy and they jealous of what they don't have. So instead of just saying something nice, they try to say something negative or they try to get attention. I don't know why. I've never met that lady a day in my life, so I don't know why she would feel like, you know, that maybe she was giving. I'm gonna go on the record and say maybe she was giving false information. That's why she made that comment.
Do you like my neck, my back, though?
Look at this.
Yeah, I like that record when it came out. Yes. Word.
When you released Sheetha, there was rumors that you couldn't get it cleared and it wasn't on iTunes. Was there a problem with that?
And Nas wouldn't clear.
Yeah, Nas wouldn't clear.
It was on iTunes forever and a day.
Okay, so it wasn't
like
no problem.
Forever on the charts on iTunes. Like, it stayed at number 2 for like a week, and then it was like in the top 20 for I don't even know how long, and then it still was on the charts. Like, so. That's not actually what happened. But there were forces at work trying their damnedest to, like, get it ripped down from everywhere. Like, on SoundCloud, it probably had, like, 3-5 million, like, in the first 12 hours. So whoever, you know, was over at there, they got it taken off of outlets like that. But it was never put out to be charting. It was never put out to make money off it. It was never, like, that wasn't the purpose. I didn't care. Mm-hmm. Like, when people are saying, when I don't care about something, I just don't care. And that's it. And I'm going to tell you, I don't care. And this is why I did that. What's up?
Did you pray before you put that record out? Did you think about how God would look at you?
Nope. Sure didn't.
I just remember when sure the song came out and everybody was going crazy and I was
out of town, and I was getting
my makeup done and we had to like sign up for some service or something like that in order. We had to like do all, but we went through all of that while we were sitting there like, we got to hear the song because everybody's going crazy on it. And I had to like go on and sign up and do all this extra stuff, but I always remember we sat there and played it. Like,
everybody, whenever I run into anybody, they always tell me exactly what they was doing when this record came out. Like, everyone remembers for some reason exactly what they were. Well, I was in the tub smoking a blunt. I was on the highway and I pulled over. It was a great moment for hip-hop, regardless of what people may think. People have their biased opinions. I feel like they feel like it was just leave me alone.
You made us look stupid that day, too, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, because I was actually texting back and forth with Nikki that morning, and she was asking me, she was saying that we were gassing up a problem between y'all two. And I was like, no, I said, I don't even think Rim got an issue with you. I promise you, I said that day.
That's he hit me, was like, yeah, I told him. And then an hour later,
and I hit him back like, my bad, I didn't know.
We're just going to ignore the week before that when I came up here and I distinctively told y'all and everybody else, like, nah, bro, like, everything's cool. Like,
that's why I was telling her.
Yeah, but then I don't give a f-. Can we talk about something else?
Yes, we can. How therapeutic was 7 winners in 6 summers? Like, do you think that, because that was such a big part of your life, do you think that this finally, like, you know what, I can put jail behind me, so to speak, after this album?
I mean, absolutely. Like, a lot of people, they don't understand how when you go through something like that, it's traumatizing. Mm-hmm. I spent most of my adult life in prison. And I became the person that I am now because of what I went through. And when I speak about it, it's not because I'm proud of it or because I'm bragging about it. It's like, I want to help you not go through this. Or if you are going through this, this is what you can do afterwards. Because it's a lot of people that it may not be directly them. I don't know nobody on this planet Earth who never had somebody that they love or that's in their family that's never been arrested, never been in jail, never ever. Like, nobody that they know. So, you know, it's things that happen to me that I share it so that maybe I could prevent other people. And it's times people come to me, they're like, yo, I just got out about a year ago. I couldn't get a job. I couldn't do this. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do that. Like, it's hard for me. But seeing you do X, Y, and Z, it gives me the strength to get up every morning and still try to find a job. Mm-hmm. Still try to, so I don't do something else to go back. Because the way they got it set up is definitely set up so that they keep increasing their recidivism rate. Like, they want you to go back.
Like, Meek Mill just ended up having to go. We had a whole debate about that up here. Where, you know, obviously, like, the assistant district attorney didn't feel like he should have had to go back to jail. They recommended no jail time. But for some reason, the judge had some type of vendetta against him, is what it seems.
The problem with that is, all right, take me, for instance. I did all the years that I did. But after you get out, I still have 5 years.
Parole.
Yeah. Not parole, no. Parole is when, if I was on parole, I'd have been off, like, a year and 2 years ago. Because it only goes as long as your sentence.
Mm.
What they doing now, they put this thing, post-release supervision, on top of it, where for 3 years or 5 years or however many other years afterwards, you can't do nothing. Like, I literally have a curfew still. I have a curfew of 12:30, like, every day.
Until when?
Until 2019.
Sheesh.
And I got out of prison in 2014. So they're banking on, in 5 years, you're going to do something.
You're going to mess up one time.
You're going to come in late. You're going to have a drink. You're going to smoke. You're going to do something. You're going to go out of town without having permission. You're going to do something. That's a long time. It's hard sometimes when you're trying to be good and you're trying to do the right thing. It's like, no matter what you do, you never finish paying your debt to society. Like,
and even if it's not your fault and something happens.
Even if it's not your fault,
like, even
it's
with Meek in the airport, they said they asked for a picture. He didn't want to give them a picture. And then they started some type of, like, altercation and the cops were called.
Even if it's not your fault, mm-hmm. it's your fault.
All right. Well, Meek was failing drug tests and stuff, too, though. You've been pretty, you've been walking a really
fine line. Oh, no, I'm not. Listen, I did a lot more time than Meek did.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to even put myself in a situation at all, period. Anybody that knows me that knows that prior to me going to prison, I was the female Snoop Dogg. Like, I do not touch anybody's marijuana at all. I don't even want it around me, accidentally get in my system. I don't know, because that's just not something that I want. I don't play with these people. And I try to tell people when I see some of these young kids, they be like, well, what's your advice? Like, don't even give them a reason to be around you. Don't
get
locked up for nothing. Once you give them that power to be in your life, like, girls be in relationships and they call the cops on their man, like, you just open up a whole door of craziness and then wonder why you got to keep going to court. But it's over. We're back together now. Well, you shouldn't have called the cops on them, stupid. Like, what are you doing? Like, stop playing these cop games. But it's bad. It's bad. I feel bad that he has to, you know, do all that time. But he probably should have been, you know, more nicer to me when he was up here talking about what he told me and what he didn't tell me.
Oh, damn,
Rem. Jesus Christ, Rem. Why you had to throw the purple on this now? Ain't no good gonna come to you.
Nah, I'm kidding. Man. I would never wish jail on anybody. It was a joke. I was supposed to laugh and keep funny. It moving.
All right, we got more with Remy Ma. When we come back, let's get into Remy's new joint. It's featuring Lil' Kim. It's called Wake Me Up. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Remy Ma's in the building. Charlamagne?
You and 2 Chainz cool yet?
I never had a problem with 2 Chainz.
He said y'all did. Yeah, nope. When he was up here.
Well, let's hear what 2 Chainz had to say when he was here.
I listened to it maybe 4 or 5 times, and then, you know, I caught the things that she was saying at the end, you know what I mean?
If I was doing an album, right, let's say an artist took a shot at you, mm-hmm. and the song was fire, I would call you first.
That's because we have a rapport and you have my phone number.
True.
I am super cool and I super respect Papoose and Remy, but I don't have a way to get in touch with them.
He was lying. I was looking at him when he said it, like, I should call him right now. But like, right. Why are you lying? I asked him a question, which is a very valid question. I rock with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I talked to you outside of this. We've had instances where we was, you know, you dragged me down to the sticks in the woods in South Carolina,
yes,
risked my life.
South Carolina.
You know, so I feel like we're cool. So if me and somebody else has a problem, and you allow them to come on, you say this is just your show. I'm keep Angie and Envy. Envy would definitely do it because he's the ops. But somebody come Thank on you. Your show, you're not going to let them. I don't think you just let them go stupid, dumb, crazy on me without be like, well, I know Ram and she's cool or whatever exactly. The case may be, because that's what you're supposed to do. So mm-hmm. my thing with him was like, yo, bro, you was promoting this record going mad hard. And this shot's being thrown at me on your record. Why would you do it? That's like if somebody came to me and I'm cool with him. I knew him since he was Titty Boy, and I told him that. Like, I know you when you was Titty Boy. I came home and you was 2 Chainz. Prior to that, I know you from that. We was on tour at one time. Why would you have somebody shooting at me out of your vehicle? If me and you was cool and somebody do a drive-by on me out of your car, we got beef now. Yeah. We don't have, I'm just letting you know right. how it is. We don't have beef right now, but it just wasn't. He's like, nah, we gonna talk, hit me up, call me. We never got to speak, but me being me, it would be corny me to see him and not say nothing. I had to say something like that. That wasn't cool. Like, and I'm pretty sure there was other opportunities where people had that chance. And I know for a fact they was like, nah, not over here. I've seen it happen. When I did the Annie Up remix years ago when I was a kid, God rest the dead, you know, Prodigy had his beef with Jay-Z at the time. I watched Dance and Fame of M.O.P. like, not on this record, you're not doing that. And that was before they were signed to Rockefeller or anything right. like that. It's just like, yo, we cool with him. We're not going to let you come on our record and shoot those shots at this man on our record. Like, we just not doing it.
Roddy was on any
of them? You never heard it, did you?
Yeah, they took him off.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the story.
Right. Like, and it's not like, not saying he's like, but what was I supposed to do? Like, you know, take it off? Yeah! Or is it here? Change it. Out of respect for me, change. I'm not letting somebody do that. Like, it's plenty of times people get around me and they try to talk crazy. Like, they'll be cool with one side and then feel like if they're around me, they got to talk crazy. Nah, I don't want to hear that because you probably was not talking that same talk when you was on that side. Like, I don't care about stuff like that. Like, people get around certain people and feel like they got to act a certain way. Like, bruh, please. You don't got to do that. You just don't. So when he was doing interviews saying, oh, Ram, this, and I'm like, yo, that was a whole private conversation. Why did you, what type of guys are we got out here nowadays? Like, I would never do that. Like, I've never told anybody about that conversation that we had at all, period. And we was at Summer Gym. We was at, you know, a big concert, and Trey Songz was there, and Meek had just walked by. So people seemed like, you know, standing there talking, but I didn't leave there like, yeah, and then I said this and this and that, and he was like, I was just confused as to why he even felt the need
to talk about that. Because she took a shot on the record. We was like, well, was that awkward or uncomfortable?
Did you know about it?
Right.
You
know what I mean?
No, yeah, I didn't ask him. I watched it. He brought it up.
I don't remember what happened.
Yeah, you elaborated. It was elaborated on after. But me as a female, I get it when females do certain things, but I hang around a lot of guys. So when I see guys doing certain things that the guys that I grew up around and that I hang around don't do, I just be so confused. Like, why?
But you grew up around a lot of murderers and killers and shooters.
You're right. Absolutely, I did. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't have any, like, nice guys around me. They was real cool. But I tell you one thing, they was 100. They wasn't acting like girls. They wasn't doing anything that was not manly, wasn't stand up, and that you couldn't, you know, hold your nuts on. Like, that's just the people that I grew up around. So when I move around today and I see a lot of the way these guys be moving, it's very female-ish. Mm-hmm. very woman-like.
We heard the record with Kim you released yesterday.
Yeah, and we played it for us.
We heard about the Chris Brown
record. Yeah, I know the distorted version.
Thanks, G. We heard about this Chris Brown record.
Mm-hmm.
So when are we getting an album? What's the date?
I don't really know what's the date. The album is ready whenever it's ready, but I
is it
feel
ready?
Like...
Is it done?
Listen. What I just said? What's wrong?
Are you dumb?
Right. When are we going to get this album? I mean, the album's ready, man. I'm not sure when it's going to come out, but the album's ready. Is it done? Do you know what it's ready means? Do you know what, like...
No, he doesn't. That's why he plays the story. Yeah,
I know your
radio.
Wife be just smacking you in the back of the head all day, like... Like, what's wrong with you?
You see why you got to take a dildo to a nigga like that,
yo.
Right?
Nah, listen.
That's funny.
Listen, it's hilarious.
That's funny. That's funny.
So anyway.
All right, Remy, thank you for joining us, man.
All dildos aside, seriously. The album is actually, but I always go, when I hear stuff, I'll be like, all right, we're going to take this out, I'm going to put this in. Or, you could always, until it's actually out, you could always alter it and change things up. But I feel like a lot of times with artists, we just focus on the album. Like, no one really cares about the album. They care about each particular record.
Right.
And, I told you, I'm getting on my business savvy thing. It's about these streams and how many, so when you look at somebody like Chris Brown, who's on my album, and I love him to death, who puts out 45 records, it's because he wants those streams. He wants to be gold in 2 days.
Yeah.
yeah. So, I mean, it's you got to think a little bit smarter now. Like, sometimes we get caught in how we were thought of, like, oh, waiting for the big album or waiting for a Pac album or waiting for, like, those. It's not like that no more. Those days are over. So you wouldn't know that. You don't really be in the clubs and stuff like that moving around. You be here. You're a different type of DJ. I like you, though. But cool. I'm not going to stop with you. You shouldn't have played that distorted clip. That's it. I'm
in the club every week.
So did that mean you're going to charge Envy double for a verse for his album?
No, he didn't call me for that. Envy don't rock with me no more. Like, I'm going to tell you, there was a time... When me and Envy, we'd be in the same clubs. People would be picking on him because he was the light-skinned guy in the club. He's a cute guy. I give him that. He's kind of cute guy or whatever. And they'd be picking on him. And I'd be like, chill, that's my man. Like, leave him alone. And I'd help sneak him out the back door. Be like, here's your money.
You saved his life?
Like, here's your money.
Made sure promoters paid him?
Here's this. Like, get out of here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I just don't understand why Envy don't be going mad. Why is that, Envy? When did we fall out? What happened?
You want to answer this question or you want to just apologize?
No fallout.
Since now you have the correct version of it. You can just play it for the whole entire People's Choice mix.
Boom. Remy Ma mix this morning. How about
Thank you.
Pay some homage to Queen Remy Ma, damn it.
Thank you.
I can't play no Papoose. Remy Ma mix.
You can play Papoose. We're one. We're one person.
Is he on the album?
We're one. Pap is not on the album. Please don't bring... I'm here for you.
Remy Ma. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
Good morning.
We are the Breakfast Club. What's happening?
How are you? Salute to everybody out there with herpes, man. Thank you for riding with us this morning.
All right.
Well, that was awkward. Now, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Sean Kingston.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Rumor has it.
Club.
So listen up.
Sean Kingston recently did an interview with BBC Radio 1 Smashed with Sloth, and he talked about different things. They asked him about who he actually wrestled with. And when I say wrestled with, we mean like, I guess in a sexual manner.
Adult wrestling, is what Charlie Sloth said. Adult wrestling.
Adult wrestling. Here is his response.
Serena Williams. That was my dog. 300 million, all she wears is a Nike tracksuit. And guess what? When I go everywhere and I take out my card, she's slapping my hand like, put your card back here.
Say no more, Mr. Williams. Go ahead, I'm gonna run it up. I would like another bottle of champagne and give me some, I was loving it, you know what I'm saying? But it was a time and place, it was kind of like, I wouldn't say I was just young, I just didn't really follow up on, you know what I'm saying, on some stuff that I was supposed to follow up.
You should have married her.
Well, Sean Kingston will never get that level of poom poom again because of his big rot mouth, okay?
And Serena is happily...
Out there blabbing everything.
She's married now, right?
Yeah, and has a baby and everything,
First of all, if you are ever blessed enough, privileged enough to get some poom poom like Serena Williams, you take that one to the grave, okay?
He messed that all the way up.
Yeah, why are you telling everybody about that, Sean Kingston? You'll never get that level of poom poom ever again in your life. Big mouth.
Ugh.
Jeez.
Fatty.
All right.
How do you say, ugh?
What? I thought you said something else.
Y'all want me to say that. Y'all would love for me to say that, wouldn't y'all?
It just shocked me. All right, Jay-Z, while he was performing at his 444 tour in Dallas, he had this to say on stage about Meek Mill.
He told a charge, he was like 19. He's 30 now. He's been on probation 11 years. The judge just violated. He got to go 2 to 4 years because he got arrested for being on the mic popping the f***ing wheelie. Still here. In order for us to move past all the shit that we're going through, we got to address it. You can't look at it as a black and white issue. You have to look at it as a human issue. Black people in particular, we got to get our shit together. We're not second class to anybody.
I'm so confused about this situation because Jay-Z said that he violated probation because of popping wheelies, but then when you read the report, it said that he was violated because he was traveling without permission and because he was failing drug tests.
Those are old cases. Those are all, he got in trouble for those. He got, I think he had more probation for that. He got house arrest for that.
Yeah.
But the judge
this thing was supposed to be two things. That was the St. Louis arrest and the Papa Willie arrest.
But they got reports saying that the judge cited him failing drug tests and him not getting permission to travel as the reason she violated him. I don't know why he got violated, to be honest with you.
Well, I guess it was his interaction with the police, but I understand what he's saying. And, you know, Remy Ma touched on it in her interview, too, that the way the system is set up, they put you on probation for so long that
they want you to mess up.
Now, they have started a petition because people are very unhappy about Meek Mill's 2 to 4 year prison sentence, and they want the governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, to reevaluate Meek's prison sentence. And that is, you know, he violated probation for a charge that had gotten dropped.
Yeah, basically. And he was only supposed to be on probation for 5 years, but he got more years put on his probation because he failed drug tests.
Right.
So he shouldn't have been doing drugs.
I mean,
so it's a combination of a lot of different things. It's a combination of a crooked justice system, but also some personal accountability involved.
But
as
this last one was because of popping a wheelie in the St. Louis arrest, which both cases were dropped.
Right. Okay. So a lot of people have signed this petition, and you can go on change.org also and sign that petition if you want.
The sentence is definitely too harsh. But if he does get his sentence reduced, I hope that he comes out and walks the straight and narrow path.
Now, Meek Mill has checked into prison to start his 2 to 4 year sentence. They didn't want to release the name of the prison for security concerns. Once he arrives, then the name of the institution where he is will be revealed.
Security for who?
I guess security concern. I don't know, but they just haven't released where he's going to be until he checks in. Mm. So I don't know if that means something could happen while he's on the way. Who knows? All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report. I know we have an announcement.
That would be dope, though.
What?
If the Dream Chasers staged an escape while he was on the way there, like in the movies. You know how in the movies when somebody's on the way to the prison?
That's not a good idea.
They break the person out?
Nah,
that'd be dope.
Are you guys ready?
That is a story.
For this big announcement that the Breakfast Club has?
All right.
Listen, man.
Let's do this, because this is really important.
We've been cooking this up all summer long, okay?
That's right.
We've been plotting on this all summer. All right, salute to Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights Camp. Salute to Tamika Mallory and Linda Sarsour, Carmen Perez, the Women's March. Salute to the Justice League New York City. And salute to Harry Belafonte's The Gathering for Justice.
Give us a drum roll. Make it big.
Those are the people who have been fighting for us and sacrificing for us, you know, for a while now. And now it's time for us to help them, okay? If you want to know how you can help, give them some details.
All right. Next Thursday, The Breakfast Club will be having a radiothon.
Tell them what a radiothon is. These kids don't know.
Now, this is from 6 a.m. to midnight across all of our markets, which is about 80 markets. And it's for Change for Change to benefit the Gathering for Justice. Now, this is how this works. From 6 a.m. to midnight, we're going to be asking for money, no matter what you can spare, whether it's $1, whether it's $20, whether it's $100. And we're going to put all this money together and help.
We're going to make it really easy for you to be able to donate. I know a lot of times you ask, what is it that I can do to help?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you can actually just text CHANGE to 52182, and that's how you can give whatever it is that you can. It doesn't matter what the amount is. You can text CHANGE to 52182.
Or you can go to the website. We have a website as well. You know what? Keep talking. Let me make sure the website works.
The website is bcchangeforchange.com.
Hold on. Let's make sure it works.
It better work. If it don't work,
hold on.
It works. bcchangeforchange.com.
It does work. BC Change, and it's a number 4.
It does work. It does work.
It's the number 4, so it's bcchangeforchange.com.
All right. The radiothon is next Thursday. We're going to be on the air for 24 hours straight. The Breakfast Club is. So every shift we're doing, mornings, middays, afternoons,
nights.
Are we doing overnight?
No, overnight.
I'm not doing overnight. But we're doing 6 a.m.
It's not really 24 hours.
6 a.m. to midnight, okay?
Right.
And we're raising money for the Gathering for Justice movement. You know, the Gathering for Justice movement is the Women's March. That's Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights campaign.
Correct.
That's the Justice League NYC.
And they have other things that they support as well, but these are some that we are personally have been involved with.
I mean, listen, these people have sacrificed their livelihoods.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? They risk their lives all the time for us. So now it's time for us to stand up for them.
That's
and
right.
Help them. And everybody's wondering, how can you help? This is how you help, okay?
Again.
Economic empowerment, financial freedom. They need money so they can go out there and continue to do
to march
what
and
they're
continue
doing.
To protest
yes.
and continue to
continue
fight for us.
Continue to fight the good fight,
damn it. That's right. Again, it's BC Change, the number 4,
yes.
change.com. And you can actually start donating now. So we have a goal in our head that we want to reach, and hopefully we reach that goal. But we're going to need everybody's help. It begins next Thursday, but you can start right now. So please
yes.
help us out. And we're all donating, and we're all asking our friends, our celebrity friends.
Oh, we're shaking down the record label.
Absolutely.
You ain't even got to worry about that, Dale.
We're shaking down everybody.
We're shaking down everybody.
That's right.
All our Hollywood friends, everybody.
That's right.
If you think your soul's impure and you need to get your soul right, maybe donate a little something for the holidays. I ain't going to guarantee you a trip into heaven, but it's a help.
Will you ask Tyrese?
I'm not asking Tyrese broke ass.
He has $5 million.
Nothing. I'm building a wall around Tyrese. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Donald Trump need to build a wall around Tyrese.
All right.
Take away all his social media.
All right. Well, Donkey today, who you giving your donkey to?
You need to deport Tyrese.
No.
All right.
Deport him where? He's from here.
That's what we need to do. Keep all the good Muslims and deport Tyrese. Okay?
My goodness.
That's what he's an extremist. A social media extremist.
All right. Who you giving your donkey to?
Listen, Lindsay Pelton and Doug Tixera.
What?
They need to come to the front of the congregation. We need to have a word with them, and we need to play a nice little game of guess what race it is.
All right. When we come back, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, November 9th goes to Lindsay Pelton and Doug Tixera. Okay, they are 36 and 35 and hail from the great state of Florida. Drop on the clues bombs for Florida, damn it. Okay. You know what your Uncle Sharla always tells you, kids? All the crazy people in the world come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And today's story is no exception, okay? First of all, do remember that the holiday season is upon us. This is the season that people start doing something strange for a little change, okay? You will hear every foolish harebrained scheme to get money known to man around this time of year from family, friends, and even random strangers. And this harebrained scheme that Doug and Lindsay tried to pull off in Florida is just the first of many that we will hear over the next couple of months. Now, let's just get to it. These Floridians shot themselves while staging a home invasion because they was trying to collect insurance money. Listen to me. These two Floridians shot themselves while staging a home invasion because they was trying to collect insurance money. All my Floridians listening to me right now, you're always telling me that everybody in Florida not crazy, but I can't tell. Okay, let's hear some words from Volusia, how you pronounce this county name? Volusia County?
You asking us?
Sheriff Mike Chitwood about how they cracked this case and realized that Doug and Lindsay shot themselves for insurance money. Let's hear it.
They make up this story to create a scam so they could sue the homeowner because he wouldn't fix a locked door. They put fear and panic in the city of Deltona because I've received emails and phone calls nonstop. And they besmirched us because they made us look bad in our community's eyes. Because these two knuckleheads don't have the wherewithal to go out and get a job and earn money the way everybody else does. They decided we'll shoot ourselves and claim we had this big home invasion robbery and his safe was stolen with all this jewelry. Let me tell you something. From what I understand, they don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out. And if you look at her criminal history, she's nothing but a scam artist. And this was just an elaborate attempt to scam folks. I mean, they went out and hired an attorney. They were going to sue everybody. The first deputies that arrived on scene, one of the first things he said to me when I got there was, the house smells of bleach. Somebody else noticed that the blood was dried. Well, if this incident just occurred, they called police right away. Why would you have dry blood and why do we have bleach all over the house? And we found a .22 caliber gun hidden where when they were confronted, they said, well, oh, yeah, the home invaders didn't bring their own gun. They got all of our gun. I mean, the story just fell apart
goodness.
And it stunk from the very, very beginning.
Florida, ladies and gentlemen, Florida. Round of applause to Florida, okay? All right? First of all, do you know how broke you're not going to give me my round of applause? Jesus Christ. Give Florida a round of a goddamn applause.
It's coming. Pause.
Oh, my God.
Maybe not.
All right, never mind. Florida don't deserve no applause. This is God. God don't want Florida to get no hand clap. That's all. It's okay. First of all, do you know how broke you have to be for your family to know you lying about getting robbed? Okay, you tell someone in your family they robbed us for $7,000, and your family like, hold up, you just asked me for gas money last week.
Okay, when your own father tells a police officer that you don't have two pennies to rub together and you probably never seen $7,000 in your life, on a broke scale of one to Tyrese, you were pretty broke. Okay, now the couple was arrested Tuesday on charges of reporting a false crime, and they are facing charges for tampering with physical evidence and giving false information to law enforcement officers investigating a felony. I feel like they need to be charged for attempted murder, too. I don't care that they agreed to shoot each other. They shot each other, so they should be charged like they don't know each other, okay? Plaxico Burress shot himself and got charged with it, so these two fools in Florida shouldn't be exempt. Now, some donkey of the days just sell themselves. No need to explain any further why they getting the hee-haw. I think it's simply time to play a little game of guess what race it is, okay?
Now, okay.
Here are the clues.
All right.
Florida.
Florida.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The names, Lindsey Pelton and Doug Tazera.
Okay.
Broke as hell.
Mm.
Daddy knows the daughter ain't. Okay? And both of them shot each other in order to try to get insurance money. Now, let's go around the room. I'm going to call some interns in here, too. Envy, let's start with you. What race do you think they are?
You know, I was in the middle, but then when the Doug name makes it white.
Think they were white?
I think.
Okay, Envy thinks they're white. Angela Yee, what do you think?
I believe that they're white also, only because of... with the parents snitching.
Okay, because the parents snitching.
The parents
good point.
That's a good point.
All right, so two votes for white. We got our lovely interns in here. Brandon, you want to start? Brandon, what do you think they are?
I definitely think they're white.
Definitely think they're white. For what reason?
I don't know. White people have been trigger happy lately a little bit.
Okay. Round of applause to Brandon for the honesty. Still ain't got no goddamn round of applause. Stella.
There you go.
What was the last name? The second last name? Was it Tazera?
Doug Tazera. Yes.
I don't know. That sounds Italian.
So you think they're Italian?
Or either if it's, depending on the spelling, I want to say maybe Mexican.
Okay.
So I would say white Mexican, maybe.
But white, nonetheless.
White Mexican, white. She said.
All right. Okay. Well, let's see. We got all votes for white.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
And everybody is absolutely correct.
Yeah!
Woo! Doug and Lindsay are Caucasian.
Why do we win?
That's right. We don't snitch on our kids.
Goodness gracious.
Please give Lindsey Pelton.
No matter what, they was a good person. They were
good kids. They had mad money.
Please give Lindsey Pelton and Doug Tazera the sweet sounds of the Hammer Tones, please.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
All right. Thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, when we come back, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call Yee right now. She'll help you out with all your problems, all right? 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Kanye West, Through the Wire. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
It's Ace Boogie.
Ace Boogie, what's your question for you, bro?
My question is, you know, I've been with this girl for a while. You know, I've been with her for 6 years. You know, we've been rocking real hard. She even held me down during a little bit when, you know, when I did 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And
good woman.
So, most definitely a good woman. I ain't taking nothing from her. But, you know, I met this other chick maybe about a couple months ago. We've been kind of chilling real hard, and I kind of been fading away from, you know, my main chick. So, it's like...
Well, it's exciting because you got some new P.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to make sure it's not like, you know, like some new... You know, love type. I'm just feeling it because, you know, but she like that. She make me want to do better, be better. You know what I mean?
Okay, so your girlfriend that you've been with for 6 years doesn't make you want to do better and be better?
I mean, nah, not for real.
So tell me what's the difference between this new girl and your girl that held you down while you was locked up for 2 years that you've been with for 6 years?
I mean, the difference is she just got it going on. You know what I'm saying? I can't take nothing from her either. I mean, she a real good job, real mature, responsible. You know, I mean, I could just see, like, some type of future with her, you know?
So you don't see a future with your girlfriend?
I mean, it's been kind of fading a little bit before that anyway, you know, but...
And why was it fading? Like, explain to me what the issues
because,
are
I
that
mean,
you
I feel like she's boring.
Oh, my God. Somebody just hit me about this yesterday. I feel like a guy said that his girlfriend told him he was boring. Well, maybe, you know what? It takes two people in a relationship to be boring. Are you boring, too?
Hell no. I'm not boring. Nothing like boring. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be trying to get her to go out. I'd be like, hey, babe, let's go here. Let's do this. And she'd be like, nah, I'd rather sit in the house, and then get mad when I go out, you know, and mm-hmm. or be out at night.
So you think even if you didn't have this new girl that you met that you liked so much from 2 months ago, mm-hmm. you think that your relationship with your girlfriend would be over anyway?
Yeah, eventually. I mean, it may not die as fast, you know, but yeah, eventually.
All right. Well, Adam, it sounds like you've already made your mind up. You don't want to be with your girlfriend who held you down, and you probably feel some type of obligation to her for that.
Oh, man. I don't know. I just feel bad.
You should feel bad.
I should. Why? I mean, people move on to new relationships
right.
all
and,
the time.
And if you care about the person, you feel bad about it, right?
Yeah. I mean, and I know me, you know, because I done been with, you know, I didn't play the game for, you know, years. So
but I just want to tell you this, Adam. It sounds like you want to get out of your relationship. This new girl is making you really realize that. But just understand that if you change your mind, there might not be any going back. So just know that if you break up with your girlfriend and she's really hurt and you've been cheating, okay? And I always feel like if you're going to cheat on somebody, you'd be much better off if you just break up with them instead of running around behind the back, because that's very hurtful. It's both very hurtful, but I'd rather you be man enough to be honest with me.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. Yeah, you're right.
So what I would do is deal with my relationship and respect the woman that held me down for 2 years, that I was with for 6 years, and at least end that relationship before I go full on into something else.
But see, that's the thing, too, though, that like, what she did for me, that count, that matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I respect that, you know?
Of course it counts and it matters, and you can still care about her, but you're not doing her any favors by cheating on her. What if she finds out?
I don't know. I'll fix it.
Okay. Well, Adam, I'm just telling you right now, be honest.
All right. I might do that today.
All right.
I might.
All right, Adam.
All right.
You guys.
All right. Well, ask ye. 800-585-1051. We'll take your calls when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Michael Jordan, you there?
This is Jordan. I'm Michael Jordan. Welcome.
All right. I was going to ask for some sneakers. All right. What's your question for ye, bro?
Okay, so I was in a relationship with a beautiful woman who I still love. Yeah, I got some history, I'll be honest. I've been a dog, I've been a stupid idiot, making my mistakes, making poor decisions. But that was in the past. I'm talking about a year ago, 2 years ago.
Okay, I've is made it a year ago or is it 2 years ago?
Let's call it a year and a half.
Okay.
So I've made my mistakes, you know, I've corrected them, and I've stepped up to the plate of showing her that I've changed and I can change, and I've made that a fact, you know. So I now feel like I deserve what she needs to give me back as a woman, because as me representing her as a man, she shouldn't be living in the past, because we're not going to grow from that. We're not going to be something else in the future.
Okay, so Jordan, in all fairness, how long did you cheat?
I only cheated on her once or twice, and I was honest about it.
Is it once or is it twice, Jordan? Because you have all different kinds of stories. Is it 1 year, 2 years, once or twice, only once or twice that she found out about?
So it was a year and a half. I did her wrong. I apologize. And since then, I've been good. I've been keeping my part and stepping up to the plate.
He didn't answer your question,
Ye.
He's not answering your question.
Now, here's the thing, Jordan.
What's the question?
Here's the thing, Jordan, okay, is... Yes, great. You've been good since then. But the fact that she's given you another chance, you should be grateful for that, because that might not have happened. And you cannot dictate how long it's going to take for her to get over that. It's been, you said, a year and a half. You now have to be patient and understand that you did something that could have potentially destroyed your entire relationship. Now, I agree that she has to work towards, if she wants to stay with you and has agreed to that, she has to work toward making sure that you guys can do this. But you have to make sure that you understand that she's going to need some time. It's not easy to be with somebody.
I gave her her time.
It's been a year and a half, you said.
Yeah, a year and a half. And it's just back and forth, reminiscing on the past and arguing about that happened in the past. I'm trying to focus on the now and build on my future. I'm not going to keep on talking about the past.
Tell me how often you guys get into arguments and so on and so forth.
We get into arguments, I'd say, at least once a week, and it's about the past. When I'm trying to focus on the present and build for the future.
All right.
And just have a better
Now, you say you guys get into arguments, which I know has to be frustrating, right?
Because they're trust issues, arguments. She thinks I'm up to things that I'm really not up to. And I get upset because I'm like, yo, I'm really showing you that I'm not.
Well, so, here's the thing. She has every right to still have that in the back of her mind. So when you say you guys are getting into arguments, it more has to be she's saying how she feels, you reassuring her that that's not true and showing her and asking her, just ask her, what is it that you need me to do so that we can really continue to heal and move past this? Do we need to go to counseling? What are the things, what are the steps that you need me to take? And once I start taking those steps, then I need you to agree to stop bringing things up from the past.
All right. I appreciate that.
All right. So ask her, what do you need me to do that I'm not doing? And, you know, I think you guys should try to make it a deal. And have you tried counseling at all?
No, like we've tried talking. I've tried being the one who gives her everything that she needs to forget about the past.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets to a point that it's not fair to me anymore. Because, yeah, I understand I f***ed up and I have to be understanding for so long. But
right.
It comes to a point that I'm the one that deserves something in return back now. So if she's not putting up a fight to forget about the past and to make it better for now.
Jordan, and I'm sure, you know, Envy's been through this. As a woman, I've been through having to deal with somebody that cheated and seeing, can I forgive this? Because it is hurtful and it is something that you need constant reassurance about until time heals all wounds. And it could take years for somebody to really get over that. But I do think that I would recommend that y'all get a third party involved, try some therapy, but also just ask her what she needs. And instead of arguing when she brings these things up, just try to be more understanding and reassuring than anything. And I understand it's frustrating for you, but you made the bed. Now you have to lie in it.
That's true.
All right, Jordan. Well, good luck. And I'm glad that you cleaned yourself up.
Yeah, sure did.
It's not, you got to go through that storm sometimes to get to the sun.
Yeah, you effed up. She just can't get over it in a day, man. You got to
go through the storm, and then there'll be sunny days later. But just know it's just the price you have to pay.
All right.
Good luck.
Appreciate that, guys.
All right. Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you could call at any time. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Tamar Braxton. Now, she's not too happy with her mom. We'll tell you why she's refusing to shoot scenes with her own mother.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Drake.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Drake recently did an extensive interview with The Hollywood Reporter, and he is basically talking about becoming producers.
I read that yesterday.
Their first movie as producers is The Carter Effect. It's a documentary about former NBA star Vince Carter that is premiering at the Toronto Film Festival.
It premiered already.
Okay, so I guess when they did this interview, it hadn't premiered yet. And LeBron was there, and Drake has that restaurant also in Toronto, his Pan-Asian restaurant, Frings. So they actually talked about going there, and
That's
LeBron
dope. I've been
coming
there.
By.
Food is good.
All right, now, he also is pushing back into film and television. He's teaming up with Netflix to revive Top Boy.
Boy is really good, by the way.
That was a short-lived British crime series. It's kind of like The Wire, but from across the sea.
Yeah, it was two seasons, but it was only four episodes a season. I mean, it's not like a great, great show, but it's interesting to see the London underworld because you never see the London underworld.
All right, next up, he is partnering with Steve Golan, who runs Anonymous Content. That is a production house in Hollywood, which did Spotlight and Mr. Robot. They're doing an untitled TV series. So, also Apple. Apple has told him he has to go ahead to produce whatever he chooses. Just whatever he wants, just to get some content. So, you know, he's got a lot going on. Now, did you know that Harvey Weinstein actually tried to get Drake to star in and produce a movie called The Heist, but he didn't end up doing it? I guess that was a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said he vetted his partner, Future, said he, not to be confused with Future the rapper, said he vetted Harvey Weinstein with five people and got bad feedback about working with him. So that's why they didn't end up doing it.
That used to be his DJ, right? DJ Future.
Oh, yeah, and that's now the person that he works with.
That's right. That's
all dope. Right, so if you have a chance to read the whole interview in The Hollywood Reporter.
It's a good read. I read it yesterday.
You should go ahead and do that. Now, Michael Blackson, in the meantime, has some things to say about Tyrese. Now, we told you yesterday that Will and Jada are actually not giving Tyrese $5 million like he claims. So Michael Blackson, of course, had something to say about the Light Skin Committee rejecting the trade.
I was so close to bringing you back in and untrading you, taking them light skin back and bring you back to the dark side. But then we heard rumors that Will Smith didn't give you any money. Why? If the money is there, we need 25%. You have to pay for your darkness. You have set us back 300 years, Tyrese. I am a slave all over again because of you. Call me right now. Let's talk about this. 1-800-DARKNESS. Extension, 11:59 p.m.
If Donald Trump wanted to deport Tyrese, would anybody be against that at this moment?
I thought Tyrese was from here.
Tyrese is from here. He can't deport
him. Are you sure?
He's from here.
I need to see Tyrese's birth certificate.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. All right, Tamar Braxton, according to reports on Page Six, they said that she is refusing to shoot scenes with her own mother, Evelyn, from Braxton Family Values, because remember that her mom said this to TMZ about Vincent Herbert, her estranged husband?
I don't really have anything to say to Ben. Only one thing, keep his hands off of my child. Stop before he hurts her or kills her. I love Ben, but I don't want him to kill my child. As simple as that.
I can understand why she's mad. She probably doesn't want her son to know anything about it, if that's true.
Right, because she hasn't said it herself.
Correct.
All right, now Tamar has said, my husband and I work very close together, and it's really hard. He's my best friend. It's a lot of things to discuss and argue about. And I just want to give a congratulations to Tia Mowry. She has announced that she is having a baby. So congratulations.
Oh, congrats to her.
Yes, to her. She announced that on Instagram. And also, she did announce that Sister Sister reboot is looking like it's going to happen. So, there you have
it. Why are they rebooting all of these old shows? Like, wasn't these shows based off them being teenagers?
Yeah, Will and Grace, Roseanne, mm-hmm. a lot of shows.
Well,
I can
understand those because they was old already. But I'm talking about, like, the people like Sister Sister and,
Maybe they'd be the auntie or something. Or the
That's So Raven.
Or the mama
they,
or something.
They rebooted that one.
Now, she also says that the original cast should be back on board. So, we'll see what happens.
Raven got a son. And the son is psychic like she was, but they didn't explain to the kids that Raven was having sex. Who's the daddy? Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's like, TV.
It doesn't have to be.
A lot of things on TV just, you know.
No, when kids ask questions, I need to have answers for them.
It's called a suspension of disbelief when you just pretend that it's real.
What she
even
said.
Though you know it's not.
And if Raven's psychic, how she know her daddy wasn't going to leave her? How she know she wasn't going to be a single mother?
It's not real.
Or maybe it's a suspension of belief, but one of those. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. And don't forget, the Cromarties will be joining us this hour right after the mix. So don't go anywhere. And let me know what you want to hear in the mix. All right, 800-585-1051. We're getting on a Remy mix. Let's do it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.